Hello, my name is Ron Van Dam. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, welcome to the program. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
That was silly.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Show is much better when alcohol's involved. I'm just saying. Don't do it. I'm just saying. How you doing? Welcome to the program. It's just you and me today. I don't know. About as much fun as you're going to have with your clothes on. And even when they're off, it ain't that much fun. Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, welcome to the show. Relax, please. I will take it from here. I will be your Uber driver. Just don't throw up in my back seat. That's all I ask. Is that a lot to ask of you? That's why I will never be an Uber driver. You ain't getting in my car. You filthy little pig. You're not getting in the back seat of my car. No way. Out. Get out. No, that's not going to happen. I'll never be an Uber driver. I'll never even get in an Uber as a guest because apparently I get raided. What? How dare you? I use your service. I pay you money and you rate me? I'm the passenger. I'll rate the driver, but you're going to rate the passenger? What are you doing? Why would I get involved in anything like that? Why would I get in the back seat of somebody else's personal car? I have to remove all the hypodermic needles. I have to wash down the back seat upholstery. I ain't getting in your car. I don't know where you've been. I don't know what you've been doing back there. Some people use the back seat for, you know what, a little chicka bow wow. I'm not sitting on that. I'm not going to get my pants soiled. No way. Ain't going to drive an Uber. Ain't going to be a passenger in an Uber. Uber's a stupid word. It sounds stupid. It is stupid. I'm not doing it. There's another company called Lyft. You know, like, can I get a Lyft? Why not just hitchhike and then you can take a buzzsaw to my throat when we're somewhere in the mountains secluded in an isolated forest? I mean, seriously. My parents told me when I was younger, do not get involved with a stranger. Don't get into a stranger's car. Do not hitchhike. Don't stick your thumb out and expect to live through it. Oh, okay, fine. Yeah. So, like, you know, now decades later, I'm paying to get into strangers' cars. Excuse me. At least hitchhiking was free. I gotta pay to be abducted now? Come on, give me a break. I don't want anybody sitting in my car unless I invite them. Paying me money to sit in the back of my car ain't gonna do it. I don't know. You could have just come out of cleaning sewers. Maybe your day job is cleaning sewers all day. Then you're going to get in the back of my car and ask for a ride home. What, are you serious? So I guess I won't be doing that. How are you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury? It's time to deliberate. What do you think? Huh? What do you think? I hate juries. I hate the law. I've talked about this so many times before, you're probably getting sick of hearing me say it, but the legal system is so unfair. Everybody who's connected with the legal system says, oh no, it's very, very fair. It's not fair. The more money you have, the better attorneys you can get. And they should be able to get you off of anything because they're seasoned attorneys who know all the judges, who know the system. The poor people, they get people that don't know the system, and then they get screwed. You know, and then everybody says, well, you know, it's not a perfect system. Oh, shit. It's not a perfect system, but it's the best one we have. Well, that works. I always love that explanation for something. Yeah, this really sucks, but hey, it's all we got. Okay, then I guess it's all taken care of. I guess everything's fine then. it's not the best legal system. It's really not very good, but hey, you know, it's the best we got. Oh, okay, fine. Now, I'm comfortable with it now. Thank you for explaining that to me. The other thing that, I'm sorry, I'm not here to complain. I'm here to bond with you. The other thing is, man, I don't want to hear anything about how great the economy is. If you have a lot of money and you invest in the stock market, you're probably doing really well because it's like going to Vegas and gambling. But the only way to make a lot of money is to put a lot of money into it. So unless you're rich, you ain't going very far. So stock market this. The other thing is, are you better off? How about that tax cut from that Trump douchebag thing, huh? Huh? Yeah, did you get a lot of money back from your taxes? No? Oh, I thought you were supposed to. The economy's so good. Did you get a big raise at your job because the economy's so great because the country's making so much money? How did you do with your paycheck? Hey, Ron, I did get a little raise. Oh, really? Okay, so now you're ahead of the game? Yeah, because I got more money every year. Okay, fine. So your property tax didn't get more expensive? Your property tax didn't go up? Your electric bill didn't go up? Huh, your rent didn't go up? Huh, the cost of food didn't go up? You're not paying like a lot more money for the same food this year? Your auto insurance, did that go up? Your health insurance, did that go up? The price of everything you buy, did that go up? The price of cars, did that go up? Let's see. The price of your rubbish removal, did that go up? How about your cable bill, did that go up? Everything went up in price, didn't it? Everything went up in price, and you got a measly little raise. Or even if you got a raise, maybe you're breaking even, but probably not even that. So you lost. You lost out. You're financially every year doing worse because prices go up higher than your paycheck does. Check it out. So don't give me this crap of how great the economy is. This is so great. This country's doing so. Yeah, what are you rolling in it? Are you rolling in it? The only way you're rolling in it is if you own a company that makes millions of dollars, and you're doing very, very well, and you got your tax breaks from Trump because the big companies made out. I'll never forget Trump going into the Oval Office, and he was having a gathering with large corporate executives, and he actually said to them, well, just did the tax break. I made you guys a lot of money. Oh, Donald, you know, shut your mouth. You're so honest. I mean, you say things that's like in print and you say it on video and stuff, then you deny you said it. You say this in public so everybody can hear you, the reporters, the whole bit. You're on a recording saying, hey, guys, I gave you a big tax break. You're making a lot of money now. You're welcome. Jesus Christ, man. Where is your brain? Where is your brain? Use your words. Where's your brain, Don?
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain.
Yeah, if only. But you don't, so that doesn't work.
Shut up!
Please be quiet.
Shut up!
Please be quiet. Oh, man. Get this guy out of here, man. I've never seen anybody that I wanted more to pack up their stuff and get out of here. I'm not an oracle, but I'll tell you something. Someday soon, you will find out that this Trump dude, who refers to himself, by the way, in the third person, which is a very scary psychopathic way to talk about yourself. I don't walk around saying, did you talk to Van Damme today? Van Damme isn't happy. You don't say that about yourself with your own words. That's like psychopathic. Trump does it all the time. Well, I guess that says something then. What's wrong with this man? You're going to find out someday really soon. And I don't know this for a fact, but mark my words, you're going to find out that Donald Trump, through his entire career, all the way up until now, launders his money through banks, international banks. He is literally a criminal. He is literally, he acts like a mafia boss, intimidates people, tries to shift things around, skirt the law. You will find out that he's taken you for a big ride, not only the whole country, but you Trump supporters. He's taken you for a ride that's even dirtier than the backseat of an Uber. Mark my words, and my name is not even Mark.
The three sweetest words in podcasting? Ron Van Dam. Wow. Gave myself a little erection saying that one. And I forgot to turn off the microphone.
I was very. I went to a restaurant last Friday. I went to a restaurant called Chili's, and it was actually quite warm in there. All right, stupid joke. I went to a restaurant called Chili's. It's a chain all across the country, and I went in there and I wanted to have lunch. So I opened up the menu. Chili's menus print the calories of your dinner choice. On the menu, it shows the number of calories for every menu item. That's because in many cities across the country, it's now required to print the calories of your menu items. So now it's on the menu like all over the country for some of these chains. Chili's is one of them. I actually was very, very hungry. I went into the restaurant, sat at a table, opened up the menu, and I nearly crapped my pants. Well, I do that anyway, so I guess it's not a big deal. No, I opened up the menu. Everything was like over 2,000 calories almost. There were a few things that weren't, but even they were high. Chili's, man, and it's not just Chili's. It's Cheesecake Factory, Outback Steakhouse, all these chains. Some of them have to print the calories on the menu. If you ever want to lose weight, just get one of their menus, open it up, and look at it. You'll never order from a restaurant again. You will never go into a restaurant again when you see the number of calories involved in what looks like the most innocent little menu dishes. It's amazing how all of a sudden you will not eat. And that's what I did. I went in there, ordered a glass of water. The server came over and said, "Hi, my name's Michelle." We're getting very familiar these days with the servers. "Hi, I'm Bob. I'll be your server today." "Okay, Bob. Do I have a choice? I mean, why don't you all line up and I'll choose the one I want to serve me?" "Bob, you would not be my choice." "How about Michelle over there, though? Huh? Look at Michelle, baby. I want her carrying my food to me." I've never been to Hooters before, but I don't want to go because there's no reason for me as a grown adult to sit at a table in a restaurant and get off on the fact that the server has large boobs and is carrying my hamburger to me at my table with her large boobs. That's an embarrassing place to be. I don't want anybody to see me walking in. I don't want anybody to see me walking out. I don't want to. Hey, Ron went to a place where the wait staff has large boobs. Even they got one guy there. His name is Al. He's like 80 years old. His boobs are larger than the girls' boobs, but he qualifies. He's got Hooters. I do not get sexually aroused by females with large boobs bringing me a hamburger. I'm sorry. It just really, I don't get the concept. I seriously do not get the concept. Maybe there's something wrong with me, or maybe there's something wrong with you. Anyway, so these large chains have an amazing number of calories, and you literally will not eat. So it was, "Hi, Michelle. I'm Michelle. I'll be your server today. Would you like a glass of water?" Okay, let's start there, Michelle. Prove how good you are. Bring me a glass of water. Let's see what happens. And then if you bring it nicely, I may order from you. Then I look at the menu, and it turns me off. Now, there's nothing I want to order on that menu. Everything is over, like, well over, like, 2,000 calories, which is supposed to be, in the space of one day, your calorie intake. This is just for lunch, and not even a big one. I don't know if they're cooking this thing in lard or they're dipping it in a live roaming sheep. I have no idea. I don't even know what that meant. It's just the calories are just off the charts. So I got up and I just left. I left Michelle a dollar for bringing the water over, which is really a pity move. If you ever just leave somebody a small tip, don't bother, because that's like more insulting than leaving them a decent tip. That's like saying, I know I have to tip you, but this is the smallest amount because you suck. I got up and I left the restaurant, and I did not have lunch that day. I just had an early dinner in my house where I can cook the food with quality control and calorie control. I did not eat out that day. And I am turned off now about going to most restaurants. If I see that calorie thing printed on the menu, I will not eat that food. I won't do it. So you're probably saying to yourself, "Well, Ron, what's going on with that?" Well, you can go to the Outback Steakhouse. I'm going to give you some examples of calories at some national chains. The Outback Steakhouse, you want a nice prime rib? You get the prime rib, you get a baked potato, you get a side salad, which is just a iceberg lettuce, a blue cheese wedge, they call it, and a little bread and butter. That's 2,400 calories. 2,400 calories. That's more than you're supposed to take in for the entire day. 71 grams of saturated fat, enough to kill an army. Sodium, nearly 4,000 milligrams of sodium. I've never even heard of that many sodiums. That's like wow. It's like going to that restaurant and ordering. You first really should write a suicide note. Good luck there. You like to go to IHOP? Ooh, International House of Pancakes. I thought they were supposed to change to burgers. I thought it was supposed to be IHOP. That didn't work out, did it? Their cheeseburger omelet with pancakes. Sounds decadent, doesn't it? That's an omelet, eggs, stuffed with some cheeseburger patty pieces. Not even a whole patty. Hash browns, tomatoes, onions. That sounds good. American cheese, ketchup, mustard, pickles, side of buttered syrup pancakes. That's 2,000 calories, ladies and gentlemen. 2,000 calories. Nearly 5,000 milligrams of sodium. That's just breakfast. Ever go to the Shake Shack? I've never heard of that place. The Double Smoke Shack Burger. That's a double patty, but small patties. It's there. The size is like a slider. It's got bacon in it, cherry pepper, and some Shack sauce. I don't know what the hell that is. I hope there's no chef in the back named Shack, because that would be questionable. You get a side of fries. You get a shake. 2,500 calories, 2,500 calories, 3,170 milligrams of sodium. Holy crap. Holy big old crap. You like Sonic? Vanilla ice cream mixed with pineapple, salted caramel, and pie crust pieces. Sounds nice. Sounds very... It's called the Pineapple Upside Down Master Blast Shake. Sounds all right. Well, that's 2,000 calories. 61 grams of saturated fat. Holy crap. That's like sucking the belly of a cow. 29 teaspoons of sugar. 29. We're not talking grams. We're talking about 29 teaspoons of sugar. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Dave and Buster's Pizzadilla. You can imagine what's in that. How about 2,000 calories and 5,000 milligrams of sodium? Oh, God, huh? Wendy's, the Dave's Triple. Dave's passed away. I might be because of his menu items. You get 3 quarter-pound patties with cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, onions, and condiments. That'll set you back 1,000 calories, 2,000 milligrams of sodium. You know, compared to the other things I've just said, that's not all that bad. At least you're not getting your whole day's calorie intake in one sitting. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, I don't even want to go there. Any place named Dickie's is going to be a problem for me. Red Lobster, yeah. 3 shrimp. You get 3 different types of shrimp. You get the jumbo coconut. The linguine Alfredo is there. A little Caesar salad. A little biscuit. And a little claw of lobster there. That's 3,600 calories. That's 2 days worth of calories. 37 grams of saturated fat. You should let your embalmer know how much fat you took in. And 6,530 milligrams of sodium. That's off the chart. I can't even imagine that. Cheesecake Factory. Don't even bother. Pasta Napolitana. That's butter and cream flavored pasta, topped with Italian sausage, pepperoni, meatballs, and bacon. Sounds delicious. Well, that's 2,500 calories, 79 grams of saturated fat, and 4,370 milligrams of sodium. Breakfast burrito at Cheesecake Factory, huh? 2,730 calories, 5,000 milligrams of sodium. Applebee's, macaroni and cheese with a couple of chicken tenders, 1,800 calories, 5,000 milligrams of sodium. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. It does, yeah. I'm sorry, kids. It's up to you if you want to live or die. You can still eat and not have to die in the process. Just be careful. I'm going to tell you a little secret because I'm a little bit older than you are, some of you. When you're young, you can eat anything you want and you feel fantastic. Then you hit the age of 30 and it starts to affect you somewhat, especially if you're a woman and you have your first child. By the time you're 40, your body is literally on the downslope at a fast pace. Everything you eat will stay with you forever. Sure, you'll go to the bathroom and do number twos to your heart's content, but the fat stays with you. It don't come out. By the time you hit the age of 50 and further, your body just says, you know all that stuff that you did when you were younger? You're going to pay the price now with diseases, obesity, blood problems, high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes. You're going to pay for everything you thought you could do when you were younger. I hope you had a great time because you're paying the bill now. And that's true. That's nothing you can argue with. That's true stuff. Hey, just a word of advice. You know, I care about you. I kind of really don't, but sounds really good when I say that. All right. We have a great guest coming up. We're going to talk with the guest right after. Are you okay, by the way? Are you all right?
We asked Ron Van Dam what he feels is the best way for people to listen to the Ron Van Dam Show.
Butter it and put it on a plate.
Okay, you heard the man. Get to it. Butter it up. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Hi, Ron.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much. Michelle Gerson joins us now. She's a lifestyle expert and the passport mommy. She's the mommy whenever you go out of the country, she shows the passport. No, that's not what you do. All right. Okay. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you about something I know nothing about, and that makes me uncomfortable to begin with, but Halloween is just over. My kids are grown. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but apparently, like when I was growing up, there was a Cabbage Patch doll kind of thing, and unless you got this early, you weren't going to get it. I think this is the same territory.
It is, Ron, and you know, believe it or not, I have a 2.5-year-old, and I am just learning about these Hatchimals, and they are really the hottest things to hit the market since 2016, and parents are running to get them before they sell out.
Now, what exactly are they?
So there are a bunch of different Hatchimals that we have. They're basically eggs that you can hatch, and inside there are, yeah, little figurines and many different things. There's a new thing called the Hatchimal Wow, which I'll tell you about, which is like the latest and greatest, and it's an opportunity for kids to collect, to take care of these Hatchimals, and just to be caregivers to them.
Wow. You know, when you described it, I think I'm familiar with it by proxy. It starts to make sense.
Okay,
How long has this been around?
So Hatchimals have been around since 2016, but this year there is a new one, which is the biggest thing to hit the market, and it's called Hatchimals Wow. And basically, kids have never hatched like this before. Inside the largest and first ever rehatchable, Hatchimals egg is a lalacorn, and which is basically a part unicorn, a part llama. Mm. And it expresses its emotions through movement. So the neck magically grows up to 32 inches tall, or it shrinks down on its own. It's larger than life, and every time you hatch the egg, the lalacorn wakes up in one of 10 surprise moods.
Oh. That sounds like my marriage.
I know. I'm glad you made the comments about me.
I didn't want to mar your reputation. So I went for it, and I took the dive for you. So what's the age group involved here?
So they say it's for 5 and up, but I have to say that being that I have a 2.5-year-old, I know she would love this Hatchimal Wow because she is already in that caretaking stage. And would just love, she just loves taking care of her dolls, and I think she would take care of this Hatchimal Wow, just like that.
So if you're a parent or a gift giver, you would know already that your child is into this.
Yes. Or like, look, you could be a new parent like me and not necessarily know, but I think you'll get with it pretty quickly because all their friends probably are with it.
Pretty
and have
cool.
These.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what's the best place to get these things if they are a little bit difficult to get right now?
So you can go to the website, Hatchimals.com. Uh-huh. They are on sale, I believe, this week in many locations. Oh. Yes. And there's so many different types of Hatchimals. So even if one of them, like the Hatchimal Wow, is sold out, Hatchimal Pixies came out. It's another new addition to Hatchtopia. Mm-hmm. And they're little 2.5-inch tall pixies that are colorful inside their eggs. They have sparkly hair, a stylish outfit, magical glitter wings. And then there's always the collectibles. And there's 100 new ones to hatch this season. So I think there's definitely something for everybody, even if your favorite one is sold out.
All right. So the message is, this is something that you should be looking at now and not waiting until the Christmas shopping or holiday shopping time.
Absolutely.
And you say that this week it's probably a better time to get it cost-wise, too.
Yes. They are running sales at different places. Yep. Now,
are these like $10,000 a piece? Or,
no, not at all, actually. They're very affordable. Some of the collectibles are $5.
Yeah.
This guy right is the Hatchimals Wow. I think he runs in the $50 or $60 range, but all the other ones, they could be stocking stuffers. They're very inexpensive. Yeah. Okay.
All right, and it's called Hatchimals, but I guess those that know are already in the notes somewhat, but the message is get them early because they may not be available when you want to, and then you feel bad because you let your child down.
Right.
Well, I mean it. I'm not kidding.
I know.
I mean, I've been there when I wanted to get to, my child wanted something and I couldn't get it. I felt horrible. Like, wow, that would have made my kids light up like with glee, but because I waited, now they're not lighting up. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't want that. Yeah. All right. Where can I get more information about this?
You can go to Hatchimals.com.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. You've opened my eyes on something. Again, I feel uncomfortable about not knowing things. Now I'm comfortable.
Well, now that you know all about Hatchimals, I think your life is complete, Ron.
I think it is. I think you're absolutely right. All right. Thank you very much, Michelle. Michelle Gerson.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for taking this ride with me. You're special. You're a special person. Right now, I would sing my You're a Special Person song, but that would embarrass me so much that I would never show my face again anywhere like I do now. I don't show my face. I'm surprised you show yours, to be honest with you. Have yourselves a wonderful day. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. I hope you join me then. But until that time comes, I wish you peace.